And we're back here on Out of the Woods. I'm going to play one for you right now from Ruth Moody's new CD, These Wilder Things. Here's Dancing in the Dark on Out of the Woods.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire, you can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing in the dark. This gun's for hire.
I've seen for 40 nights, ebb and flow, ebb and follow the waves, reflection of our lights, ebb and flow, how small I am in this wide world, ebb and flow. Reflection of our lights, ebb and flow, how small I am in this wide world, ebb and follow, how a man can come unfurled, ebb and flow.
Chambers of your heart. In the chambers of my heart, love whistle. I
Wonderfully percussive sort of set there. We had some backward guitar, too. Psychedelic. Yes, Ewert and the... Ewert. Is it Ewert or Ewert? I'm not sure. They're from Estonia. Ewert and the Two Dragons and the Rabbit from their CD, Good Man Down, major label thing on Sire Warner Brothers. Just in this week, brand new to us, Jen Rawling and Basho Parks in there. We heard Whistlebird from their CD, Take the Air. Brown Bird in there, going back to the Salt for Salt CD. We heard Ebb and Flow. And Mitch, once again, if you weren't aware, Dave Lamb from Brown Bird is currently fighting leukemia. And you can help out by going over to brownbird.net and seeing what's going on over there and contribute in any way you can. And I believe there's even a photograph out there floating around of Dave without his beard. So it might be worth the trip over. Definitely something else. Laura Cortese in there. And we heard the title track from her new CD, Into the Dark, and started you off back there at the top of the set. Ruth Moody and Dancing in the Dark, and a cover tune there. Who did that song? I can't remember. I need to look that up. It's in my head. I can't remember. These Wilder Things is the title of her most recent one, but there you have it. Okay, it's time to head on over to Pine Mountain Club, California, and see what's going on out there with Mr. Pinecone Pete. courtesy of Trail Mix and Pinecone Radio. This is a segment that originally started appearing on the old Trail Mix show out there. And it's especially fun because it's also great stuff for the Global Voice, helping the world's blind and sighted community see eye to eye, because this one really kind of sort of does, right? Okay. 95% of the hosts on the Global Voice are blind folks. So we're going to hear a segment called Gumby for the Visually Impaired now for you here on Out of the Woods.
Hey, kids. The FBI wants you to know that the federal law provides severe... All right, here we go. Another episode of Gumby for the Visually Impaired, kids. Let's see what kind of a piece of...
Come on, Pokey, it's starting.
I'm grabbing the popcorn.
See, they've got...
I have a feeling this is going to be a great show.
Oh, that's because it's nothing...
Okay, I'm ready.
...but acoustic music. Uh-oh.
Nice to meet you, Gumby.
I'm not expecting anyone. Are you? Come in.
All right. Sorry this is taking so long. These newfangled DVD sets. There's menus, and there's sub-menus, and here we go. Why don't we watch the one called... The Small Planets. That sounds interesting, doesn't it, kids? Here we go. Here's Gumby and Pokey in The Small Planets for the Visually Impaired. Now, if you can't see this or you don't want to see it, I'll tell you how the story goes. There's a little cauldron. Wait a minute. It says the Witty Witch. That's not what we wanted. Now, this'll do. Gumby and Pokey. There's a witch in a helicopter. Oh, my God, she's an evil witch. She's got missile rockets that she's aiming at Gumby and Pokey as they play with her...
Can we do something exciting today? Help!
It's the witch!
Oh, my God.
Let's beat it, Pokey. On the double.
They're running away from the witch in a helicopter.
They don't know it, but they can't get away from me.
They don't know it, but they can't get away from the witch, she says out loud as if she's talking to somebody. She's maybe got schizophrenia or something. She's still...
I think we're safe, Pokey.
They went into a book. It's always safe to go into a book, kids, when people are chasing you.
The witch! Let's get out of this book!
Now they're getting out of that... Uh-oh, she's...
I wouldn't want you darlings to miss the wonderful surprise I have for you in my castle.
I could have sworn the witches in all the Gumby shows were good witches, but not this one. She put some stickers on the backs of Gumby and Pokey.
Don't worry, Pokey. I'll find a way out of this.
He always will. Now, if we just had that attitude more, I got to pause that. That was rich. That was rich. Gumby says, as Pokey says, as they're being lifted away in the helicopter by the evil witch, "Don't worry, Pokey. I will think of a way out of this." Now, it might be a little more realistic to say something like, we got to think of a way out of this, a little teamwork there, you know. But we've always known that Gumby's a bit of a narcissist, so that's okay. Here we go.
I think I'm going to faint, Gumby. Look.
Uh-oh, there's... Oh, this is a scary one. There's gargoyles everywhere. This, I think, was in Art Clokey's demonic days. There are creepy monsters grabbing Gumby and Pokey and taking them to a dungeon.
Pokey, let's make a run for it now.
That doesn't always work when you're inside of a castle. And they've got chains around their necks and it wrapped around a pole as they try to run away. You just can't run away from evil sometimes, folks.
Pokey.
Up, they got untangled. Now they're running through the... Hey, they got out of the castle. Where do you know? Up, but now a big evil dragon pulled them back. They just can't win.
No use trying to run away, my darlings. I wouldn't let you miss the special surprise I have for you at 8 o'clock tonight.
I bet it's something good. I know Art Clokey's storytelling schemes. You'll think they're evil and then they end up being good. They'll probably give them a birthday cake or something.
No heat, no lights, no...
But they are in a dungeon and they've got chains around each other, and around their necks. So it's questionable. Maybe, you know, I'm really not sure where Art's going with this. We'll see.
No bets. Guess people don't stay here long. I'll think of something fast.
See,
it's almost 8 o'clock.
If you just talk out loud to yourself all the time, kids, I'll think of something fast. I'll figure out a way out of this mess. It, at least it's, you know, your friends think you know what you're talking about, even though you're in a dungeon with a chain around your neck.
Hey, I hear something.
This is it, Pokey.
Uh-oh. Somebody's coming to the dungeon to open up the dungeon door. It's the witch. It's the witch.
Come on, you guys.
No, it's the funny-looking gargoyle guy that has a gorilla body and a big green head with horns coming out of it.
Curtain time in 3 minutes.
Curtain time in 3 minutes.
Curtain time?
It probably means it's curtains for us.
No.
We're finished through. Get it?
Kaput.
Oh.
Finished through. But he's got a friendly voice, that gargoyle, you know? Little oafish. He's following them. Now they are going to these doors that open up, and it is a curtain. It's a stage.
Hey, this looks like a theater.
They're in a theater.
This doesn't make sense.
It's kind of like...
Sure it does. They'll put on a spook show and scare us to death.
It's like community theater, folks. There is a crowd. If only more people would say that before performances, we'd...
This is weird, man.
The performers
weird.
Would feel better.
Let's close our eyes. Then the witch can't scare us.
Now, what's interesting is all the people in the audience have Davy and Goliath, like, type fathers and mothers, and Gumby and Pokey are the only green and orange-colored characters, but everybody else looks like white Caucasian Davy and Goliath moms and dads. It's very weird. This was just pre-Davy and Goliath, I believe. Here comes the curtain. And it's the witch at a piano, a grand piano. There's applause. Here we go. This is very weird. But then again, we're watching Gumby.
Lucky I thought of this. What you can't see can't scare you.
Well, you see Gumby and Pokey are closing their eyes because they're still afraid they're going to be scared to death. And that's a very philosophical good piece of advice. What you can't see can't hurt you. So if somebody's about to kill you, just close your eyes and it really won't, you know, hurt. She's playing the piano now, folks. She's pretty good. Uh-oh. Now she's been hitting a high note on the piano, and a Boston cream pie flew in her face from inside the piano, and the crowd is laughing. It's a comedy show. This is very strange.
Thank you, my darling.
Well, I guess that was it.
I brought you here because I needed a captive audience.
Yeah.
You see, everybody thinks I want to make you afraid. I really want to make you laugh.
See, I told you. She's a good witch, and it was an Art Clokey trick. He's done this to us before, where you think somebody's an evil, scary monster, and they end up being a sweet little puppy wagging his tail.
And I did. Didn't I?
Yes.
Now you're free to go home.
Oh. See, that's all you got
to
do, is capture, you can have a captive audience that way, you capture everybody, throw them in a dungeon, and then have a show and say, I was just kidding. It's a great way to make friends and influence people. Well, that's it.
Now tell me, Pokey, what was so funny?
Well, she started playing the piano, and...
He can't spit it out. Gumby's confused. That's the end. I love those punchlines at the end of Clokey cartoons.
Here comes more fun.
Here comes more fun with more music from Chip Colcord.
So we're going to bring up a fellow that I know that you know very, very well. Mr. Bob Weir is going to come up, and we're going to play some tunes.
Thank you. Chicago went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over Santa Fe. That been the point just about halfway. As you know, it was the hottest part of the day. I took the horses up to the stall, went to the barroom, ordered drinks for all. 3 days in the saddle, you know my body hurt. It been summer, well I took off my shirt, and I tried to wash off some of that dusty dirt. West Texas cowboys, there's all around. With liquor and money, there's loaded down. So soon after payday, not seeing the shame. So you know my uncle, he starts friendly game. Hey, the hollow jack and the winner take the hand.
Round. We can our tales, we can laugh and joke and ponder all day about the words he spoke. You can't run and you can't hide, death come creeping by your side. I said another man done a full go round. About this or worrying about that, taking out the dog or letting in the cat, eat your biscuits and gravy, smoke and drink, ain't gonna matter what nobody thinks. When another man done a full go round. Winter, summer, spring or fall, you got to go when the good Lord calls. Made us laugh until we cried, I only wish I had a chance to say goodbye. Another man done a full go round. The ground 6 feet down till you hear that. You can't weep and you can't moan, but that old boy ain't never coming home. I said another man done a full go round. Another man done a full go round.
I'm going to Hot Spring, Arkansas now. So the doctor started blood running through my veins. Yeah, the doctor said, go put me on a shovel. He gonna put me on a shovel, falling down like rain. Well, the doctor asked me what I've been doing for these pains. I say I got a nurse, and she put me on them electric spring. Oh yeah, and the pain started running through my vein. She put me on that electric spring on this bedside. Yeah, oh my God, Lee. Doctor said I ain't never seen a bed had electric spring like all that before. I said, doctor, this bed would be special for me. When the pain started running through the veins, I said, this nurse make them sing there, oh my God, to me. This the only thing, this little bed will be. The doctor said, I don't see how you live this long time. Whoa, he said, I don't see. He said, I don't see how you can live this long time. He said, how long this pain been bothering you? I said, doctor, I think it's just about around a year. Doctor, you know, some nights I go home and I jump on that electric bed. I can feel the pain running through my hand and leg. She pressed the button and turned it on. I say, I'm going up and down. That little bed had me going up and down. But when she stopped, that little bed stopped still. I don't feel no more pain going up and down.
Ah, nice. Buck White. there in Hot Spring, Arkansas. Taking that from another one of those book and CD sets that I see a lot of in my day job. And that one there, the book you can get, it's called Legends of the Blues. It comes from Abrams Comic Arts, and it's got a lot of real fun illustrations in there and a full CD with all sorts of blues legends on it. But great stuff. Also in there, brand new stuff from Mr. Roy Bookbinder. First one in a long time for him. It's called The Good Book, and we heard a track called Full Go Around. We heard the ALO with Bob Weir. That's Animal Liberation Orchestra, the acronym. Me and my uncle, the old Grateful Dead tune, of course, from Buck Dancer's Choice, which is a double CD recording of the last Rex Foundation benefit from last year. Nice stuff, and there's a whole great set of acoustic Bob Weir on there, so we'll probably be playing a lot more from that in the future. We heard from our buddy out there in Pine Mountain Club. Was that Pinecone Pete or was that Jimmy Stewart? I'm not sure. It was one of doing Gumby for the visually impaired. And after some sort of a rough start getting this DVD going, we ended up with a story about a witch and had a happy ending. So that was good. From Trail Mix out there, Pine Cone Radio. Thanks for that. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. We got one break to take here, and we will be right back after this.